Sports, our first episode. Long time in the making.
Oh, yes. Very long time in the making.
Finally happening. Finally happening.
So, let's see. I'm Nat.
Yep. We got this is T right here.
And this is Big Show Sue.
And let's begin. So where do you guys want to start off first? World Cup or NBA?
Since it's been a big day in the NBA, let's get that started, right?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. There's a lot going on, and the opt out period is upon us, so
it should be over.
I know, and the free agency is right around the corner, so I think we should just start with that first.
All right, let's start with the elephant in the room. Where is LeBron going?
Philly! No.
Oh, snap.
I don't know. He hasn't, opted out. He hasn't, opted in. I don't know.
All he's done, he's sent a text to KD. That's all he's done, I feel like.
And he's jumping off cliffs in the Caribbean or something.
You think he's going to Philly? Think so?
I mean, I want to say he'd go to Philly. Philly might be a good fit. Maybe it's in the Eastern Conference. I don't see LeBron coming to the West, especially a team like the Lakers, because you're in the same division as the Warriors. You're looking at playing the Warriors four times minimum in the year. LeBron staying in the East. Philly would probably be the best fit. Maybe something magical happens. Maybe the Celtics. I don't really see that happening. But there's something I don't know. I want to know what you guys think. It's something I thought about today. What about Miami?
Yeah, I heard about that too.
I don't think they have cap.
Yeah, they have some really bad contracts. terrible contracts. But with Philly, my biggest question with Philly is this: can him and Simmons play together?
Mm.
They're both so ball dominant.
Yeah, and Simmons can't shoot.
Well, LeBron's going to teach him that. I mean, remember when LeBron came into the league, everyone thought he didn't have a jump shot? Look at him now. Shooting, 55% from three, 40-something percent from – 40% from three, 55 from the field.
But I don't see LeBron as a teacher. I mean, he hasn't taught anyone.
Yeah, I know. We were talking about this, I think, a couple of weeks ago. I brought this up to you where – LeBron's such a great player, but he's never developed a star next to him.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah.
So this will be a first.
No, definitely. Yeah, it would be a first. I think maybe the reason why LeBron has never kind of developed a player, it goes back to we haven't seen a player like him all-around game. He had Kyrie, young Kyrie, but Kyrie is more of an ISO player, ball dominant, shoot first type of player. Ben Simmons is more of a pass first. I'll create my offense somehow. I don't know how he ends up getting a dunk on every play, but it'd be like that.
He's 6'10".
Yeah, it does help.
He reminds me of a young LeBron a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a freight train coming down the lane. Oh. Well, I mean, so that's the thing. I mean, if he goes to Philly. The biggest question with Philly is if him and Simmons could play together. And if he could make that work, he's looking at, the next 4 or 5 years, 6 years in the league, still be able to compete for a championship?
Yeah. Yeah, 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. So, I mean, that works out. And the thing with Miami is this. I don't know if he's going to go back to Miami. I mean, they don't have much talent to surround them, and they don't have cap to pull in another star.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Big Show, you said a good thing. I mean, the thing with the East is that it'll get them to the championship a lot easier because the West is so many good teams on the West. But where else can he go in the East besides Philly?
Unless Knicks somehow magically, or even the NBA magically helps the Knicks figure out them.
Yeah, and Fizdale's there too. LeBron does like Fizdale. Wasn't he the assistant in Miami? Or no?
Yeah, he was the assistant in Miami.
Okay.
Wait, I think we just lost the hell.
Oh, we did. Oh, man. Big Show's coming in and out.
Oh.
Well, that happens on pilot. On the pilot. Yep. Oh. Well, then he'll come back on.
Yeah, we'll come.
So, Nab, where do you think? Big Show, you back?
We're not that, we don't have the funds right now.
So what were we guys, okay. What were we guys talking about before I got cut out like that?
Oh, we got a, we did a side, we got sidetracked with IT. Literally, ooh. IT. IT, do you think he's going to get a contract?
Hell no. Wallahi, he's never going to get a contract. Dude, that dude, all he does is care about is just talking smack about trying to be on every team if possible. I have nothing good to say about Isaiah Thomas.
Bro,
so I'm not gonna say a lot, but I'm just gonna say he's garbage, bro. He lied to us, playing in Burt and everything in the Celtics, and thinking like, oh, he's gonna be good with the Cavs, and boy, didn't even get his damn hip fixed, and then went to the Lakers, and he's like, I'm gonna be the next Kobe, and he went and just took a dump on the court. I don't know, man.
Bro, garbage, bro. Not a garbage truck. He was he was tweeting out that the Brinks truck was coming to come out for him. Remember that on Boston?
Brinks truck. He was doing a brick truck. That's what he needed. I didn't even make a damn shot.
Where do you think he's gonna end up? You know who's gonna sign him?
The
G League? No. I don't think he's going down there. I think he'll get a contract. He won't get a max contract. I think it has to be Sacramento, man.
He's gonna go back to Sacramento?
He'll go to Sacramento. Or he'll go to probably like the Bulls just to get like, you know, like one of these like really like weak teams that are like trying to like tank even more, but they need like
where's Thomas
minimum. Thomas? Oh, shit.
Wait, who?
Where's IT from?
Yeah, where's IT from?
School?
Or, yeah, like hometown.
Yeah, hometown, like, you know?
Shoot. Let me...
Like, you know, Kawhi's from Compton? So, like...
He is from... Tacoma, Washington.
Oh, okay, man. Nah. Seattle Supersonics going back next year, bro.
Oh, yeah, he's done. All right, let's get back. All right. So, Nav, where do you think LeBron's going?
The way it's going right now, I think it's L.A.
He's going to Showtime?
He's the going... Clippers?
Clippers. Lakers. But, I mean, I don't see it anywhere else. Unless...
So...
But I've heard, like, he's only going to consider L.A., right? Lakers right now if Kawhi gets traded there.
But is it? See, if LeBron goes to the Lakers, but you know the other team in LA, maybe that might be a good fit. I mean,
no one wants to go to the Clippers,
dude. Yeah,
I mean, think about that backcourt. You got Bradley and Beverly, two of the nastiest defenders in the guard position in the game right now.
But can they give you points?
The Clips gonna keep on clipping.
Clips are going to keep on clipping.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Because DeAndre Jordan's leaving.
Well, I feel like Clippers should have their own segment. I have a lot to say about the Clippers. I'm very, very confused on what they're doing.
Wait.
But, no, so I honestly don't think LeBron's ever going to go to the Clippers.
Okay.
It's only purely the Lakers. And he's going to go to the Lakers because it's the market, but it's the team, it's Magic, and they give him a better chance for them to win. If LeBron goes there, I think it's a given Paul George is there in an instant.
Mm-hmm.
But the question then becomes is then, if Kawhi doesn't come there, is that enough?
Yeah, because, I mean, you could, even if Kawhi comes, I mean, Kawhi, PG, LeBron, last I checked, basketball is 5-on-5, you got a 15-man roster. Who's going to be the
other?
Yeah. You know,
like, I don't know, Lonzo Ball.
Nah, Lonzo's gonna get manhandled by LeBron or someone, man. I honestly believe if LeBron, PG, or Kawhi go to the Lakers, Lonzo is probably gonna be one of those trade packages to get some other role players.
Yeah, no. If I'm the Lakers, what I do is if all that happens, I package Lonzo with the Dang for like a draft pick just to get that Dang contract off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that Dang contract is horrible.
And
I'm just sitting at home getting paid.
Yeah. And honestly, if I'm Magic, I mean, if I'm Magic, I'm not planning for the future. The Lakers, Boston, these are like the franchises
now
that are going to be, you know, always good for a long time. So if I'm Magic, get LeBron, get these superstars, win a couple of championships, solidify your legacy, then walk away and then tank the season. You know, that's the way I...
Damn. No, but I agree with you, Nab. I LeBron's going to Lakers. It's inevitable.
Yeah.
LeBron, I don't see any other moves being made. So I forget who tweeted out today that Cavs and Kemba are really that's not happening anymore, that deal. So it could be Philly, but I think more than likely it's the Lakers. I mean, LeBron wants to be in LA with all the extra media and the press he'll get, off the court stuff. But I think he'll be better off without Kawhi and losing Ingram and Kuzma. Quick question: is Chris Paul a free agent?
If they don't sign him, then yes.
And from last I heard, he wasn't on good terms.
Is he restricted or unrestricted?
Unrestricted.
Oh, that's huge. Because, all right, get this: the Kawhi trade doesn't happen. LeBron goes there with Paul George and Chris Paul. Now you have Chris Paul, Paul George, LeBron, Kuzma, and Ingram. Wouldn't that be better than just Kawhi and those two?
That would be better. I think the only reason the good thing that's going to come out of Kawhi joining with LeBron is being that defender that's going to guard KD in the Western Conference Finals.
But you have Paul George too now. Paul George could guard him as well.
Mm. Paul George,
We saw what he did against him in the season, remember?
That's
that
true.
One game where you shut him down?
That's true. But Kawhi's something else. I mean, Kawhi, you know, you could put Kawhi on Curry and shut him, and Kawhi will shut him down. That's another thing.
That's true.
You could put Kawhi on anyone.
So that's...
Wait, but is he healthy?
I think he is.
I think he is healthy. I think more of it had to do with the relationship with the Spurs than just him just not wanting to play.
No, I think... Well, it was pretty good from what I read until that meeting, that players meeting.
Oh, yeah, when Tony Parker and Ginobili called him out?
Yeah, after that players meeting, then it just went downhill from there.
Yeah, I don't know what Tony Parker was doing. Like, this is not France, bro. Like, you're going to call it your franchise piece? Like, just like that?
Yeah, Tony Parker, he should consider retiring.
Yeah, dude, like, lost multiple steps.
Steps? I think he lost his legs.
Yeah, he's done. So, where do you think Kawhi wants to go to the Lakers. Or LA actually came out. LA specifically. As the Spurs, what do you do? Where do you trade him?
I saw some things that saying they're not going to do it. They're not going to trade him to the Western Conference. But now that Boston's out.
Is Boston out?
Well, Denny doesn't want to take a risk with his assets if it's only for 1 year.
Yeah, I get it.
So I think LA is the best bet right now, and they're just working up deals back and forth. And
no, I heard Philly's in the mix too.
Yeah, but
because Brett Brown has that connection with Kawhi.
Mm.
I mean, Philly could show him the brotherly love, you know.
Yeah, that could happen too.
So Big Show, what you missed is Kawhi getting traded. What do the Spurs do? Because we know Kawhi wants to go to LA.
If I'm the Spurs, I'm getting rid of you. And like I said earlier, if I'm Magic, we're winning now. We're not winning in 5 years. We're not winning in 10 years. We're winning now. I mean, Magic's Magic. He's going to do something, and he loves the Lakers more than he loves his own life, so I don't know. if I'm Magic, I don't care. You know, I'm throwing away. I'm trading away Lonzo.
That is like a throwing away.
That is. I mean, you're getting rid of LeVar, too. I mean, it would be interesting to see Pop and LeVar kind of go at it. But then Spurs already said they're not interested in Lonzo.
Yeah.
So
the deal I heard was, I mean, this whole thing is crazy because one thing comes out 1 hour and then it gets shut down right away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Lakers are out of it. like a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
And now they're back into it. Boston was in it, and now they're out of it. So I think if I'm the Spurs, if I'm Pop and RC,
mm-hmm.
you just kind of get, because they really don't want to trade them out west and keep them in the same conference and trade them to the Lakers especially.
Yeah.
Because I'm not sure if you guys remember, when Memphis traded Pau Gasol to the Lakers, Pop was pissed. He's mm-hmm. like, why do you trade your superstar to the same conference? So I think it's them getting going ahead of their egos and this like to be like, hey, this is the best deal because Boston's not gonna give you a good deal because they know Kawhi. This is the risk of Kawhi leaving in a year. So Boston, Danny Ainge doesn't need to change his team that dramatically. They're already good as it is.
Mm-hmm.
And Danny Ainge knows like if Kawhi goes to the Lakers, more chances than not, LeBron goes to the Lakers. The East is his for the next like what 4 or 5 years, unless you have Philly. But yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, Warriors.
Oh, yeah. Warriors.
Who are they going to re-sign? Who are they going to sign?
So, talking about signing actually first, I just saw this later, earlier today. Supposedly, Draymond, Steph, and KD want the Warriors to sign Crawford. Jamal Crawford.
Which I think is good.
Yeah.
Version of a Swaggy P.
That's really Swag, good.
Swag Champ.
Swag Champ. Swag Champ is gone.
Oh, yeah, he's gone.
Yeah. Ever since that cocaine comment, man.
Nah, they should have just dropped him right there.
I know, right?
We're not picking up your option.
Imagine Jamal Crawford coming off that bench. Oh, man.
With Jacoby Evans.
Yeah, but you know what? I know he's a fan favorite, but I don't think Cook's going to last the whole year up with the Warriors. I think he'll be back to Santa Cruz. I don't know.
Well, I mean...
Unless someone gets injured. Unless, like, Clay or Steph gets injured or Livingston. Because now you have Steph, Clay, Livingston. You have the Evans cat. Then you have...
McCaw.
And then if you send Crawford, that's six guards.
Well, also, McCaw is a free agent right now.
Yeah, that's true. He is, huh? But supposedly McCaw's not going anywhere. Because I swear, the Warriors get so lucky with injuries. Like, with Steph... I think McCaw getting injured will really let him play up to his potential even more in the playoffs. Because remember, he showed up in the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
That's where he made his name. So I think it's going to help the Warriors catch him on a cheap deal for the next couple of years.
Yeah, especially with that injury.
Yeah. I don't know. All right, let's go down the list as big. Do you think McGee's coming back?
JaVale McGee.
I think he's going to be a last-minute sign option. Like, he won't get anything in the free agency, and then he's going to come back, and Warriors are going to be like, hey, okay, just join for, like, the minimum.
I think we need to get rid of Zaza. I'm sorry, dude. That dude needs to go.
No, Zaza. Zaza said, I think he was quoted, I was reading somewhere, that he thought that this year didn't turn out the way he expected as well. He was kind of not blindsided, but he was implying that he didn't get that much game time, and he knows his time is kind of done with the Warriors. So he's not coming back.
Oh, yeah, he's not coming back. I don't want him back.
Why? Zaza smash.
Huh, he's going to smash everyone's foot.
Dude, him.
I mean, he almost destroyed KD's legs. Actually, all of our bigs are like curses, dude.
Well, I mean, and then remember what David West said at the end when they won the finals? Something.
There's
about,
no problems?
Yeah, there was problems.
Yeah, because of Zaza.
Well, I mean, he never know. There may have been something that obviously we don't know about, but who knows? There might be something that could change the Warriors going forward. You never know.
But
you
got to realize David West was on that that stuff. He just won a championship again.
So, oh yeah, he goes off.
Cause like,
do you think he's coming back?
No.
Warrior said that if he wants to not retire, they'll take him on the minimum.
I don't think he'll come back.
I don't think he'll come back. I mean, David West is what, 40, 50?
30. Yeah. 38?
So he's 40, 50. Yeah. That's at NBA age, he's 50, basically. I mean, he the way I see it, he could be a liability next year if he gets injured. That's just one extra roster spot taken up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and he was – that Houston series, oh, he was exposed so badly on defense.
Yeah.
He could not switch out to a perimeter guard on Harden and Chris Paul.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's good, but we're getting older as a team. We need to kind of bring in some young guys. I mean, if we sign Jamal Crawford is also, what, 40?
So, but he's yeah. 4.
44?
He's a scorer.
Oh, he's a scorer. Well, I don't know if we need scorers. I mean, our offense
off the
is so...
bench. Yeah. Off the bench, we do.
Off the bench, that's what we thought this year, but, you know, Livingston showed up in the playoffs. He didn't miss a damn shot in the finals.
Yeah. Him and Andre, I swear.
Yeah.
God, they made their money just specifically in the playoffs.
Yeah, in the playoffs, but I'm talking about regular season.
Yeah, that's true. You got to get through the season.
No, that's the thing. And that's where I see dudes like Quinn.
No, but he was making some good points. David West is not coming back. Who takes that David West spot? Coming starting the second quarters and third quarters.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Big Show, you back?
Yeah, I'm back.
No, so you brought up a good point about David West not coming back. So who takes his spot, like starting that second lineup, big like in the second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter?
Looney, man. Looney played well.
But yeah. Looney might not come back either.
Looney, you know what? I really hope Looney comes back, but I just don't see it. Some team's gonna take him.
And you know who's gonna get paid too much money? Probably Looney. Looney might get paid a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's going to be like the, what was his name? Ian Clark. You know, the Ian Clark situation. He did well for us.
Yeah.
Someone gave him a lot of money. I think it was the Pelicans, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And
But the thing with Looney is this. Yeah, his offensive game is not good at all. The reason he's so good with us is because he plays with four all-stars on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
But his defense, the versatility to be able to switch on a perimeter – that's going to be good anywhere you go. And that's one of the most valuable things right now in big guys in the league right now, to be able to switch defensively on a perimeter guard.
Yeah, no, especially nowadays when you got dudes who are 10 feet tall like Anthony Davis and Joel Embiid standing 30 feet from the basket and taking people off the dribble.
Exactly. And now everyone wants to switch defensively too. A week ago, right?
Yeah.
It's been a week?
Yeah, it has been a week. It was last Thursday, right?
Yeah, last Thursday.
All right. Who's going to be the Donovan Mitchell or the Ben Simmons of this draft?
Oh, man. I feel like it's going to be the year of the big guys.
Yeah, I was shocked. So many big guys taken so early.
Well, the teams that did take him needed it. I mean, Phoenix needed I can't pronounce his name, but Phoenix needed him because Alex Lynn decided to just take a crap in the NBA. He didn't, forgot how to play basketball.
DeAndre Ayton.
There you go. Ayton, Mo Bamba. You know, these guys, they're – because if you look at the NBA the last couple of years, it all started with Anthony Davis. And now it's like it's dudes who are 7 feet tall with 10 feet wingspans shooting threes and driving to the cup, you know.
Like the unicorn, Porzingis up in New York.
Yeah, Porzingis. Then Embiid came along.
Cat.
Cat. You know, that's why dudes like Whiteside – they're fading away. And dudes like Roy Hibbert, they're fading away from the universe because no one really knows where Roy Hibbert is. It prayers to my man Roy Hibbert.
Dude,
I don't know where he is. May Allah bless him in hoping he comes back to the NBA. Because my man just forgot how to play basketball in the playoffs. So I don't know what happened, man. It makes me really sad.
Man, dude. All I remember is him being so good on that Pacer team with Paul George and just falling off.
You know who I blame?
Paul George.
No, I blame LeBron, dude. LeBron hurt a lot of people's dreams.
No. I actually agree with that.
Why was it Paul George? Because didn't Paul George cheat on his wife? Or something like that?
That did happen, huh?
And guess who was in that locker room?
Oh, yeah.
Guess who was in that locker room?
What's his name? David West.
Oh, man. Dude, D. West knows all about that.
I'm telling you,
bro,
you know,
So do you think the same thing was happening here? Do you think someone's trying to get Aisha?
Swaggy.
Oh.
I bet it's Swaggy.
No, Swaggy, if Swaggy did something like that, he would have been gone immediately. It would have to have been someone, like, closer.
Oh, man.
It would have to have been someone where... there's probably something must have happened, dude.
That's like, come out in a couple of years.
Yeah, because, like, when the reporters asked the coaching staff, they were, like, totally unaware of what was going on.
Yeah, and I think Nabber, I think you're right. Davos has probably drawn something.
Yeah.
He was just kind of like, what the fuck?
Yeah, Rush is doing his own thing.
No, but how about Trae Young? Do you think he's the next Steph?
No.
Nah. No one needs a dude named Trae running around everywhere.
Why are you hating on his name, Big?
Because he's in Atlanta.
He
dude.
Can't shoot off the dribble.
I mean, honestly, I see him just as another Jimmer Fredette.
College. Well, hey, bro, he's going to be making money in China, though.
Hey, but, you know, he's not in the NBA, the best league on the earth, so...
I think Luka is going to be the best player in this draft.
Yeah, you know what?
Hey, but his mom, though,
hey,
that's a lot.
Really? Luka's mom?
Yeah, dude,
have you seen her?
Search it up. What Iggy said, mom's decent.
Nah, she's more than decent, dude.
Oh, man. It's all good. Ramadan's over.
Yeah, I know. I was just looking at the ankle. I'm sorry. But yeah, no, Luka might be, I mean, think about that Mavs backcourt.
Dude.
You got Dennis Smith, Luka.
Who's the GM there? It's Donaldson's son, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, such a good trade. You trade two spots up, you get a good backcourt mate to Dennis Smith Jr., and you get another draft pick.
And the fact that they could possibly get DeAndre Jordan. Like,
no,
I mean, come on. Like,
they want DeAndre Jordan.
And you know what that's going to do? That's going to make Dirk play like he's young again. Because right now, Dirk knows.
But you guys think DeAndre should go there? I don't think they should get him. I feel like Mavs made such a good move, and now you're just going to fill up cap space on a worthless player, a washed up player.
Well, I mean, he's not washed up. He's not
worth that much money. That's the thing. The money he's going to demand, he's not worth that much.
Yeah, I think.
You know what DeAndre Jordan is? DeAndre Jordan is just the longer Dwight Howard. And right now, DeAndre Jordan is becoming Laker Dwight Howard, where maybe I should pay him money, maybe I shouldn't pay him money. I don't know how he's going to be outside of Clipperland. Speaking of Dwight reaching a buyout, right? I mean,
with Charlotte, right?
Yeah, where can he go?
Warriors, for the minimum.
I think now he'll want to win a ring.
So would he follow LeBron? Or does he follow, I don't know, someone else?
I don't know where he goes.
You know what? I think he should go.
Where?
He will be really good with Washington. Washington got rid of Gortat.
Dude, that team already has so many chemistry issues, and you're adding Dwight to that.
Oh, you added Rivers too, Austin Rivers.
We added Austin Rivers. We're gonna add Dwight to that.
Oh yeah, Austin. Mind my language, man. But Austin Rivers is that bitch ass nigga that everyone's just backhand. It's not even him being the son of the coach. He thinks he's a shit.
Oh yeah, he has that attitude.
Yeah, and Austin Rivers is the only reason he's in the league because his dad's a coach.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, is not a great coach, and I will stay by that. Maybe that's for another day.
No,
I agree.
He's not a great GM.
No. I don't think Doc Rivers is a great coach at all. That 08 and 08 to 2010 Celtic team was just tremendously good. That's what I believe.
Okay. Yeah, no, I totally agree. When you got KG and Paul Pierce on the same team.
And yeah, so where we are on the list now,
we cut it off. Actually, we're pretty good. LeBron texted KD.
Ooh,
you know, so, I heard that wasn't real. Apparently, people from LeBron's camp said it wasn't real.
Hey, Max used to go on tomorrow's show and be like, Stephen A, that's blasphemous, brother.
Yeah,
because like a lot of people are like, that's not real. You know what I think it is? I think he probably did text him, but it wasn't on, like, hey, let's team up. He was like, hey, you opting out, you staying? And KD was probably like, yeah, I'm staying. And then that was probably it. Like, you know?
But, like, I don't know. It could be a lot of things. I mean, did someone intercept the text? Like, I mean, how did he know he was texting KD about that exact situation? Like, you know, I mean, Stephen A. Smith, sometimes you never know what he says.
I don't know. His sources are weird.
I don't even know who his sources are or what his sources are. I don't know if he, like, someone comes talks to him in his dreams or something. Or
that's why they're called sources.
And nah, he doesn't have Angel Jabril coming to his dreams, bro. I don't know. Giving him revelation on where LeBron's going.
But
I think he does know, like, the inner circle of LeBron, like, you know, like.
I mean, if, like, Brian Windhorst said that, I'd believe it.
Yeah, because anything from LeBron's camp has to come out of him.
Yeah. Like, I mean, he's the first guy to know everything. Yeah. I mean, if LeBron took a dump tomorrow, Brian Windhorst would have an article ready by
I think
noon, you know?
Two people who follow, like, LeBron the most. I think it's Windhorst and this is another ESPN, McManaman.
No, he's a Dallas guy. And the Houston guy, right? The Texas guy.
No, I think that's Royce Young.
Yeah, that's Royce Young.
Oh, okay. I thought it was okay. Well,
I think McManaman follows, like, the Cavs and LeBron too.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah,
those
I thought
two
it was
like tomorrow.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's all out of nothing. I think KD just opted out just to, like, sign an extension with us.
Yeah.
But let's play the what-if game. What if KD leaves? What do the Warriors do?
Paul George opted out.
Anthony Davis.
Oh. Anthony Davis, you wait until after his contract.
Yeah, he has a couple more years left, right?
You rather... Because, like, you would have to do a trade right now, and you have to give up Klay and Draymond.
Yeah, that's true.
But the only thing for me that is this. Anthony Davis is a 5-star player. He's 10 times better than I never like that. 5-star player. 10 times better than, I would say, probably Klay and Draymond. But the one thing I don't like about Anthony Davis is he's too injury prone. He can't stay on the court.
Yeah, I think
that's
the
problem with him.
Every
and
part
I think
of the party.
And that's the one thing I really, really appreciate with Draymond Green and Klay. The past 4 or 5 years, both of them, I mean, sure, they've missed games here and there in the season, but in the playoffs, like, Steph's been hurt, KD's been hurt, like,
Klay
in the playoffs,
care.
Klay and Draymond have, like, carried this team, like, every single game in the playoffs. Like, they haven't missed a playoff game.
And you know what's something that I think that goes to that? It's the trainers. I think a lot of it has to do with the trainers of each team. I mean, there's a reason why certain teams have, you know, players who are injured every single year. And then, you know, there's certain teams that just seem, you know, healthy all season. I mean, yeah, Curry rolls his ankle, but he's back within a couple of weeks.
Because of Chelsea Lane.
Yeah, and I think that's another big thing is how you train your body and prepare your body. I mean, look at LeBron. LeBron goes and sprains his ankle, and the next thing you know, he's dunking on people within 5 minutes. Like,
well, I mean, this is a guy who spends $1 million on his body alone. So
yeah, he doesn't he have those, like, chambers, like ice chambers or something?
Stem cells. Austin.
Man. And he's inhuman.
Yeah, dude.
All right. And then Paul George opted out today, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Westbrook started crying.
Oh, no. Westbrook was crying already when Melo decided to opt in.
damn.
What? Colin Coward will have a segment tomorrow on Westbrook because of Paul George opted out.
Nah, he's off for this week, so. Probably next week.
Next week, you will, for sure.
Next week. And it's going to be like that story time.
That was the was it a Big Show? Have you seen that?
No, I need to watch that one. I heard of it, but it
such
just sounded so mean.
Such a bad roast.
Oh.
I felt bad, and I hate Westbrook, and I felt bad.
It was so bad.
But yeah, Paul George opts out. Do you think he's opting in? He's coming back?
I think it has to do with Kawhi. The first domino is Kawhi. If he gets traded to the Lakers, I think he opts into. He opts back or signs again with OKC. If Kawhi doesn't get traded right now, he will go to the Lakers.
But then also another thing is, you know, with Paul George and everyone, I mean, OKC looking at their team. Westbrook's going to be a free agent next year. Is that?
No.
He
re-signed?
Supermax, yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
Wait. Let me check. Hold up.
Are you sure? Because Because
he has 6 years.
Yeah, he signed that extension. He did that John Wall contract type of thing. He had like 2 years left or something like that, and he signed that super. And remember, they're all saying that, oh, Westbrook's so loyal, blah, 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 this and that, and KD's a snake and stuff, blah, blah, blah. So,
but what if Durant goes back to OKC?
That's not happening, bro.
It's not.
That's not. As long as that Billy Dildo is over there.
No. Damn. Dude, that's, I never heard of that Billy Dildo. Damn.
Hey, man. That guy got no control of his team. Westbrook out there putting up 40, 45, and 40 every night. Or something like that.
And they were talking about
40, you need 45, 40 what? Shots?
Nah. I'm talking about the amount of points, assists, and rebounds that man gets. I've never seen a player play with more heart. That's all heart, dude.
I'll give it to him. A game.
Well, Monte Ellis used to put up 40 shots a game with us, too.
No, please. Moped Monte did not do that.
Moped Monte, he was a Mississippi Missile. Speaking of which, Monte Ellis should come back. We need to get that man a ring. That man got a tattoo of our logo on his chest, and we just traded him away like some feathers, man.
You know
what
the tattoo's on his chest?
Damn, Big Show.
Chest? That's on his leg.
He has the Warriors logo on his left, right, his pectoral, dude.
Damn. What if IT did that with Boston?
No, I'm glad IT's getting what he deserves.
IT's
best game, and he'll go down in history as scoring 53 points after the death of his sister. That was amazing. I cried.
Yeah,
I know.
That's a lot.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
That's what basketball's all about.
Was it really 53?
Yeah, he scored 53. It was 51 or 53, something like that. He scored 50-plus on Washington in that overtime game, and that was all time. That was probably one of the greatest moments in recent NBA history. But IT just – he should go to jail, is what Stephen A. Smith says. Robbing people of different contracts, giving our hopes up.
Oh, man. All right, let's wrap up the NBA segment. One last thing. What's the first move to happen, the first big move to happen? That's going to drop. The trade, free agency, what's the first thing that's going to happen?
Kawhi traded.
Two?
Then it's going to be LeBron's move.
No. Where is he going to be traded?
Lakers.
All right.
Kawhi to Lakers. I say Kawhi to Lakers will be the first thing to go.
You know what? We all agree on that, Kawhi to Lakers. I think that's going to be the first thing, too.
That's the domino. And you guys are right. That's the domino.
That's the domino effect.
Because I feel like a lot of people are just holding their breath right now and seeing where he goes. Because wherever he goes, I mean, if he goes somewhere, that team's already kind of a – because Kawhi is one of those players. He's one of those superstar type of players where wherever he goes, you could build a team around him easily. Yeah. But
you know, this is the first time I'm going to see if it was Pop's system or if it was Kawhi.
I don't think it's a system. I think you meaning that? Okay.
Yeah, because this is the first time Pop's losing a good player in his prime.
That's true.
Robinson, Tim Duncan, Ginobili, Kenny Parker, they all stayed through and past their prime.
That's true. But I think Kawhi is one of those players where, because Kawhi was on the Spurs, he was that go-to, like, the Spurs did beautiful ball movement, you know, beautiful basketball. But, like, when they needed the defensive style, when they needed the bucket, they kind of ran the offense through Kawhi, you know, whether he'd be cutting off the screens or he's handling the ball. And I think that's what separates him from, you know, the others. Ginobili's great. Parker's great. Duncan, great. But I feel like they were more pass first, then score a type of players. Whereas Kawhi is more of like, okay, yeah, you guys need me to get 2 points, I'll go get you 2 points. And then he'd do it with a straight face, you know what I'm saying?
The no emotion.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
But you're right about that, about the system and stuff. That's what I, and one thing, if I may say, that's one thing I think about the Warriors, too. Guys like Klay, Draymond, you know, are they good players outside the system, or is it the system?
Yeah. No, I definitely think that.
We'll have to see one day, too.
Yeah, no, we'll probably.
Inevitably, one day it's going to happen where they're going to leave.
Yeah.
And we're going to see, okay, was it the system? Or was it actually these guys were actually that good?
No, yeah, I get you. I think that's going to happen too. But yeah, we all agree on that. The Kawhi domino effect is going to fall first. And wherever those chips land, that's where everyone else is going to move from that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to talk about the World Cup.
Yeah, let's switch over to World Cup. Let's see. I crossed off the first one.
Okay, yeah.
Are we going to have a contest to see who can say the goal the longest? I just want to throw that out there.
Okay. I'm down. I'm ready. A goal!
Nice.
Damn.
Okay, so let's go with
this is what? Okay. Damn, man. I feel like the Colombian broadcast will hire you today with that.
Okay, who's your favorite? Who's your dark horse? Let's start with Big Show.
My favorite, obviously, Portugal. That's my team. I'm going to say right now, Ronaldo's a god. He's amazing. He's the best player in the world. The man runs like a demon. He got quads bigger than most people's lives.
In Belize, yeah. Up in here.
Portugal. I would say Portugal's my favorite. Dark horse to win the World Cup. You know what? I'm not too sure on this team. But I feel like maybe, you know, one of those small European countries might slip in there, like Belgium, Switzerland, or not Switzerland, Sweden. Sweden's up there?
Yeah.
Those little guys, little countries. I feel like this year it's not going to be a crazy, like, heavyweight title, you know, Germany, Brazil type, but, you know, that kind of heavyweight final.
Yeah.
It's going to be some random teams. Because
Well, the thing is this, the brackets are really uneven. On one side, you have a lot of the super teams that are quote-unquote known as.
Yeah.
So you have Brazil, Portugal, France, Argentina, Belgium, all on one side. And the other side, you have Spain and England. And then all of these, like, smaller European teams that are just staggered around there. My favorite has to be Belgium, I want to say. I feel like Big, I know you're talking about Portugal and having Ronaldo, and we'll get to that and what I think about Ronaldo, but I feel like Belgium has more of a complete team. They have Lukaku, Hazard, they have Kevin De Bruyne, they have a lot of good attacking power. One thing for Belgium for me is their defense. Will their defense hold up on certain teams? But if they can, I think they're my picks to win it. Even before the group stages were done, I had them winning it. My dark horse has to be our neighbors to the south.
Mexico?
Yep, I say don't build that wall.
Colombia?
Bro.
No.
Don't build that wall.
Croatia?
No. Damn. We got to make that. No, so the thing with Mexico is this. Mexico's a good team, but they're so inconsistent. They're so frustrating. The first two games, they played really, really well. They played good attacking counter offense as well. They were very, very fast. And then they came out against Sweden, and they took a dump, literally. They just sat there, and I feel like they forgot how to play soccer.
They were so lucky
that South Korea bailed them out.
Oh, yeah. They got lucky there.
Man, every Mexican out there, if you're listening to this, go buy a K-pop album right now.
Pray to Korean Jesus.
Yes. But yeah, those are my two.
Huh. Let's see. Who do I have? I have Portugal as my favorite. And my dark horse, Switzerland.
Switzerland.
I actually see neutral. Switzerland coming out of their bracket. Like their bracket group.
So you think Switzerland's going to be Colombia or England?
Yep.
Okay.
Spain?
Spain won't get past Croatia.
What?
Okay. Let's do that. Let's go.
I'm looking at the bracket right now. Yeah. I'm looking at it. Yeah.
Let's go get my game.
Let's go with the first one. Uruguay and Portugal.
Portugal.
Yeah.
Ronaldo's like LeBron James status right now. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's single-handedly carrying that team.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's go France, Argentina.
Ooh.
You know what? It comes down to Messi. If Messi plays like he played in the group stage, I'm going with France.
But you know what? France did not play well. They got so lucky against Australia and a couple teams.
And see, that's where I'm kind of wishy-washy because I want to say – you know what? I'm going to say Argentina, but, man, Argentina has been kind of scary for me, dude.
Yeah, both teams have good talent, and they just underperform.
Yeah, exactly. I totally agree with you. And you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if the winner of that game ends up going all the way.
Nah. Really? You think they'll build
they'll
on that?
They'll just wake up.
They'll figure it out.
They'll wake up. Because
they
know?
Have the talent. Both teams
yeah.
have the talent.
Yeah, they have the
it.
Talent, but I don't know.
You know what? I lost a lot of respect on Messi on that, on a couple of the group plays.
Oh, yeah, dude.
You know what? I want to go with France, but I just want to see a Ronaldo-Messi showdown.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to go to Argentina.
Yeah, I want to go with Argentina. Well, like you said, with Portugal, Argentina facing off each other. Oh, my God.
That game, that's like Kobe and LeBron, you know,
man.
2009.
But,
or is France going to be the magic that rob us from that?
Didn't Argentina kick out their coach?
Is he gone? They have so much chemistry issues. They hate the coach. The coach hates them. Like Messi, like, basically creates the lineup, supposedly, now.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, they don't trust the coach at all.
I think they dilute him.
Yeah, like, I'm not sure if you saw the second match. Like, Messi literally just posted himself on the wing and just sat there for a good 30, 40 minutes of the game and did not even, like, get himself into the game. I think, I mean, let's jump into this. We'll continue on the brackets as well, too. Messi-Ronaldo, like...
Ronaldo.
Going into this, I was half and half even... I would say I thought Ronaldo was as good as Messi, beyond like the personality issues or whatnot.
Yeah.
That people think of Ronaldo and Messi, just them as players on the field.
Yeah.
But like this tournament showed me, like, Messi does not show up on big games, and Ronaldo just carried his team. Like, Messi has the better team than Ronaldo does around him. Sporting players. Ronaldo's like, just give me, you guys all just sit down and back and play defense and give me the ball and I'll score. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'll make some opportunities happen.
I mean, he started off the tournament with the biggest statement, that hat trick, 3-goal game. That's the thing that I see with Ronaldo. He has that hunger in his eyes. Like, he wants this. Because, again, the great thing about the World Cup, it's every 4 years. And I think that's the reason why we see so much variance every, you know, World Cup with different teams.
Yeah, players change.
Players change. Anything happens. And Ronaldo knows that, hey, he's, what, 33, 34, I believe?
Yeah.
He's going to be older next World Cup.
They both said, Messi already said, this is my last World Cup.
Yeah.
And I'm sure if Ronaldo wants to come back, he'll probably be able to come back for another one.
Yeah.
But, like, prime Messi-Ronaldo, this is it.
This is it. This is the 2009 Kobe and LeBron, like, thing, you know, that what we want to see, you know?
No, and this is more like mid-80s Magic and Bird. Like,
yeah.
This is it. Like, two players, the best to ever play the game, probably.
Yeah.
In their prime at the same time.
Yeah. And a chance to go head-to-head.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, like, another thing was, like, I was watching the game, right? And, like, for Portugal, like, for Ronaldo, like, when you saw a Portugal game, you know, okay, Ronaldo's there, you know? Like, he was showing his presence. I was watching the Argentina game. I forgot which – their second game. Second game or even
– Yes, it was the second game. What was the
second
game?
Second game. I really thought, like, the first 40 minutes, Messi was on the bench.
Yeah, Messi was lost. No, I know what you're talking about. Like, Ronaldo's like – this game is going to go through me.
Yeah.
And Messi's like, I'm just going to stand in the corner.
Yeah.
Literally, the first 40 minutes, I was like, oh, where's Messi? I'm like, okay, maybe he's, like, coming off the bench or something like that. Then, near halftime, you see Messi just grab the ball, like, you know, go with the ball. I'm like, oh, snap. He was on the field the whole time?
Yeah. I guess we all agree on that. Ronaldo's showing up, and we all agree Ronaldo's a better player right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, all right, what's the next?
Brazil and Mexico.
Yeah.
Mm.
I got Brazil.
I got
Mexico. Man, that's going to be a good game, dude.
It's going to be good, but I think Mexico showed their true self against Sweden.
Mm.
Mexico, let's see. Mexico, Brazil. You know what? I think when T talked about the dark horse of Mexico, I think this might be that game. They already took down Germany. they have a chance of taking down Brazil. Mexico, dude, Mexico beats Brazil. Mexico's going to have another Independence Day, dude. I'm telling you.
They're going to have an earthquake.
Earthquake, dude. Pray to all the Mexicans right now, dude, because, man, if they beat Brazil, holy. And like I said, that could also be what propels them to T's dark horse prediction.
The thing with Brazil is I think they're – both teams are similar. They're really good attacking teams. They're both inconsistent. I'm just hoping Mexico catches them on a bad inconsistent day. Like Neymar just like, you know.
But what I saw from Brazil's last game, that chemistry was like on another
– clicking.
Like the passes they were doing and the way they were just moving the ball around was like on another level.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. Like, because they have so much good talent. I mean, they have Firmino coming off the bench. Like, they have Jesus up top. They have, I think, Willian and Marcelo. Marcelo didn't even play the last game. Like, oh, my gosh. They have really good talent.
Yeah.
But their defense, I'm not a big fan of their center back. They have Thiago Silva playing center back. I mean, he's really old. He's not as good as he used to. He's going to get burned by Mexico's forwards.
Hmm.
So it's going to just depend. I mean, I think this World Cup has showed us it kind of depends. On any given day, anyone can win.
Oh, yeah.
Basically. That's the thing with this World Cup. Any given day, anyone can win.
And I think, to be honest, it's probably one of the best World Cups I've seen. Every game has been tremendous. And I would say soccer is the only sport that can go 0-0 and still have the greatest game you can ever watch. But we haven't had a 0-0 game, so that's the great part about this.
I think the only 0-0 game was the France and
Australia, right?
No, they played Australia. Who did France play last?
Was it Denmark?
I think it was Denmark.
It was Denmark.
And that was the third game that just happened 2 days ago. That was the only 0-0 game, and there's so many goals in the 90 plus minute.
Yeah, that's a crazy part too. A lot of game winning goals and like not even like the 94th minute when there's only 5 minutes left of extra time, things like that. Like,
because like teams that don't have anything to gain are just playing for pride. Like Korea, fuck. Like my mom was screaming in the morning. My brother woke up because of when Korea scored.
Dude, Korea. And then look at the bracket right now. I mean, look at these teams: Croatia, Denmark, Sweden, Switzerland. You know, Japan. These teams, you know, probably what, 3 years ago, would you expect these guys to be in the round of 16 for the 2018 World Cup?
No, Switzerland, they're supposed to be because they're ranked sixth in the world.
Yeah.
No, but like, probably 3-4 years ago, maybe last World Cup, you probably wouldn't expect any of these teams to be where they are right now. Especially guys like Japan. Japan, man, you know, and that goes to the next bracket, Japan and Belgium. I want Japan to win. I know Belgium probably would win, but I'm going to be rooting hard for my Nagasaki people, my Tokyo people.
Oh, Honda's not coming off that bench, man.
No, dude. Senegal got snubbed, dude.
Yeah, man.
Senegal got shit.
Yeah, Senegal should be in there, but, you know, FIFA and their racism towards Africa.
Yeah, dude, that's super racist. That was a penalty. That was a
penalty.
They should have just had Japan and Senegal play. Like, dude, go in their own little penalty shootout or something like that. Dude.
Yeah, no.
Or
just
have their own little game because, you know, we have Friday as a break, right?
Yeah, they should just play their own game, have like a 45-minute game, see what you guys can do. Yeah, something. They got to change that. That's mean, dude. Because yellow cards and yellow cards and red cards, I mean, that depends on the ref, right? I mean, a slide tackle in one game that gives you a yellow card from one ref may not get you a yellow card from the other ref.
No, I agree with you. Totally inconsistent.
It's not the right way to judge. Oh, fair rule. Oh, these guys played. No, dude, it's the World Cup, dude. Like those Senegal players.
Yeah,
are
it's like
living life.
This is not fucking Kumbaya moments and shit. Like let's play like soft and shit. Like I totally agree with you. Like the World Cup's progressing so much with the whole VAR situation. This World Cup we saw.
Yeah.
And they couldn't solve something that simple.
And it just really makes me sad because Senegal, in my opinion, I mean, Japan did great. They beat Germany, but I would have loved to have seen Senegal in there. I would have loved to have seen them in there.
Yeah.
But
okay, what's the next one?
Belgium, Japan.
Oh, yeah, I got Belgium.
Belgium, yeah.
Belgium. Well, I, like I said, I'm pretty sure Belgium might win, but I'm going to be rooting
for
Japan.
You want the semi-brew? You want that samurai blue?
Yeah, oh yeah, dude. I'm rooting for Japan all day on that one.
Okay, next one, Spain and Russia.
Ooh.
Spain. I don't think we see – I think Russia has just been home field advantage. We're playing in Russia. Let's win.
I mean, I they got demolished against Uruguay.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, I think – I mean, who do they play? Saudi?
They play Saudi and they played like Egypt, not a good Egypt team.
Yeah,
so.
Egypt without Mosala, who's thinking about quitting. That's another topic on there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Russia, I mean – Russia's Russia, dude. I mean, are we even surprised Russia's in?
I mean, it's
just one of those things, you know?
Yeah, the home country always gets in, I feel like, out of the group stage.
Yeah.
Well, they got their suspect bracket.
I know, right? Very suspect bracket. And supposedly they were supposed to be tested for steroids as well.
Yeah.
There's a lot of corruption going on with FIFA right now.
Yeah.
I think Spain's gonna win that. I think that's Spain. Gonna be easy. Yeah. But yeah, I think Spain's gonna win that. If Spain loses that, and there's a very controversial call.
Oh man. Oh, FIFA not gonna be prepared for that storm.
Yeah.
Okay. So next one, Croatia and Denmark.
Oh.
I like Croatia. Croatia's gonna go.
I'm gonna have to say.
Who did Croatia beat?
They
got 6 points, right? Because they beat two of their.
I think they got seven.
Dude, I'm gonna go with Denmark. I'm gonna just see, you know, hey, maybe someone. I mean, like this World Cup's been, any team could win on any given day.
Well, Croatia won all their games. They played Argentina, Nigeria, and Iceland.
They haven't lost the game. They're the only team that besides Uruguay.
What about Denmark? Who did Denmark play?
Denmark.
Belgium, so.
Denmark. France, Peru, Australia.
Hmm.
And they only had one win. One win and two draws.
That's a tough one.
But see, that two draws, that tells me a lot. That tells me they're the type of team that is going to play easy, and then when their opportunity comes, they're going to score. And I think that's the type of game it's going to be. The Croatia-Denmark game is going to be a one-goal game. And it's going to happen like 85th minute, 80 minutes, somewhere around there. It's just going to be a one-goal game. It's going to be a 1-0 game. Because that's what I see. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I agree with you. This is a hard one. It's a toss-up for me, too. Croatia does have three wins, but they played Argentina that looked really bad the first couple of games.
Mm-hmm.
They played against an Iceland team that, I mean,
the were plumbers. 20%.
Yeah. Can't really, and they played against, I think they played against the Nigeria team that didn't have, like, anyone.
No, Nigeria had 10 men that game, I think.
Yeah, so, I mean, but then again, Australia and Peru weren't that great, too, against France. But I don't know why someone's telling me. The reason I like Denmark is because they have Eriksen up top, and Eriksen's a really good player. They have some star players up top, so I think I have to lean. But you're right; it's gonna be a very, very low scoring game, 1-0.
Goal.
Yeah, I think Denmark's gonna take that. I agree with you. How about you, Nev?
Croatia
still?
Yeah, Croatia.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Next one.
Are we writing this down? We should write this down. Then that way, you know.
We'll just write it down afterward. Yeah, we'll just write it down after.
Okay.
And Sweden and Switzerland.
This is going to be a good game.
Winner gets the best chocolate.
Damn.
This is going to be a good game.
Man, Sweden had Ibrahimovic. I take Sweden, but
Zlatan?
Yeah, dude. I'm going to go with Shaqiri at Switzerland.
Shaqiri. Oh, man, when that guy scored that goal.
Oh, I think that was the best game of the tournament.
Oh yeah, dude. When he took off his shirt, man. If I had a soccer player's body, I'd be walking around shirtless all day. I'm just saying.
Bro, we're Muslim, bro. Can't be doing that stuff.
Oh, you're right. Stuck for the toba. but yeah, I'm gonna go with Switzerland in that game.
I gotta go with Sweden. I feel like Sweden played better competition.
Okay.
Because Sweden showed me a lot against Germany, they demolished the Mexico team and they took care of business against the Korea team, I feel like. So,
I mean, everyone took business of the Korea team except for Germany. So,
yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. How about you, Nav?
Switzerland.
Oh, that's your team, right? That's your, that's your dark horse.
That's my dark horse. And also, I think I think I've watched all their games.
Oh, man.
It's like the only team I watched all their games on.
Okay.
Nav, if they win the World Cup, Nav, you're running the street with the shirt off.
Oh, we're going Switzerland, bro.
Oh, yeah, we're going to Switzerland.
If they win the World Cup, we're going.
Oh, man.
Dude, I'm going to Swiss out. Swiss bank account. Damn.
Oh, yeah, I want to do that.
Yeah, I want to have a password with my blood in there or something like that. Got to nick my finger to get into. Oh, that'd be sick.
Damn, bro. I don't think they do that in real life.
I mean, let a man dream, man. When I think Swiss bank account, I think of a lot of weird stuff. But okay, moving on to the next one. Colombia and England. Ooh, that's a good one. Does James show up?
Oh, he's in.
King James is
injured.
So supposedly he came into the World Cup injured. That's why he came off the bench, or he didn't play that first game. And then second game he played the whole game, and everyone thought everything was okay. And then he got pulled like 30 minutes in, very very quickly. Colombia, once again, very inconsistent. They played really bad the first half today, but then they came back strong the second half against Senegal. But the England team, man,
you got Harry Kane.
You got Harry Kane up top, but I just have to go with Colombia on this one. I feel like Colombia will get through them.
I'm gonna go with England, mainly because I want to see more pub celebrations in England. Those are pretty insane. And, you know, England's having a good year, you know, royal wedding.
Damn, man.
But, I think I'm going to go with England on this game.
I want to go with England. But Colombia could sneak past this team. Okay, so the Belgium and England group, you can't really, get takeaways from that.
You can't, because they played two really, really bad teams.
Horrible.
And then when they played against each other, they played their second squad.
Yeah.
Like, so you can't really take too much, but I don't know. The only reason I say Colombia is, I mean, did you guys see that Hamas pass on the second goal?
Colombia's
second game, like, from mid-ground, like, not even seeing. Like, where Cordero
the way he
was
curved
at.
It to the guy in stride, I mean,
oh,
man.
Oh, that was just beautiful.
And that kind of goes towards this World Cup. We've seen a lot of great plays, goals, passes. Just, I mean, nothing will ever beat the Ronaldo's free kick that he did that one day. I mean, that was tremendous. But, I mean, even –
No, nothing's beating the Moroccan own goal in the 92nd minute against Iran.
Dude, Morocco.
Someone needs to check up on that guy, bro. I don't know if he's alive still.
Yeah, they need to extradite him to America or something like that.
Oh, man.
But yeah, that's. Man, so well, who's playing tomorrow?
No one.
Tomorrow's off. Tomorrow's off, right?
Tomorrow's
off. Saturday morning, 6 a.m.
6 a.m.? Yep. 7 a.m.
Oh, yeah, probably 7 a.m. Oh. That's when the game, probably, I think the pregame stuff started at 6.
7 a.m., France and Argentina.
Damn, I gotta get up for that game.
Yeah, me too. I gotta be up for that one.
And then 11 a.m. is Portugal Uruguay.
Oh man, Saturday got some good games.
Yep. All right, guys, did we cover everything?
Yeah, I think we covered everything.
All right.
One more. How did Germany get out?
Oh, yeah, that's the elephant in the room right there, Germany getting out.
Go ahead if you want
to. No, go ahead. I'll let you start on this one.
I think with Germany, how Germany got out, I think it's just I think it's two things. I think one, again, it goes back to my four-year theory. Or not theory, but like World Cup being every 4 years, players change, you know, a star one World Cup may suck in 4 years, you know? Because everyone's body changes, people get older, things like that. I think that played a big role. And I think another thing is that Germany, I just felt like they just didn't care. You know, I mean, if they didn't hit that, what was it, Kroos? If he didn't hit that free kick at the end of the game, they would have lost that game too, or tied that game.
Yeah, they came last in the group.
Yeah, and I think it's honestly hard to explain, but at the same time, I feel like they just didn't care. I mean, to get, especially the South Korea game, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, no, you're right. I feel like they didn't play with enough urgency. Like,
yeah,
they felt like, yeah, we'll get out of the group stage. We don't really need to show up yet. And then sooner or later, snap, you're down against Mexico. Shit, you're down against Sweden. Like, oh, we came back. Oh, we got this last game. We win, we're in. Like, and then, like, time goes on, and, like, you don't take it seriously enough. And in soccer, any given day, anyone could win. Mm-hmm. And, like, you just don't play – if you don't play with urgency, you're not going to win. Like, you know, soccer has so much to do with heart. Because a lot of it's a lot 50-50 balls. Like, how much willpower you have to get to that ball quicker than the other person, you know? Mm-hmm. So, that was very disappointing. It wasn't kind of like – they got – I think the most disappointing thing was they didn't get beaten by better teams, per se. And it's not like they showed up and lost. They just didn't show up.
Yeah. They didn't show up at all.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's everything, right?
Yeah, I think we covered that. We covered the free agency and we covered the World Cup. We're going to be back, what, next week after free agency and then the first round of the World Cup starts, right?
Yeah. So basically, we could have it. Yeah, the 5th, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, because all the first round's going to be done, and we'll get a sense of who's on the team or not.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Sounds good. All right. Thanks, guys, for hopping on.
All right. Thank you. And let's end.
Wait. Assalamu alaikum, my brothers.
Oh, wa alaikum assalam.
Okay, and...
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.